raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your full name, please.
My name is Margarita, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A, last name Aruza, A-R-R-U-Z-A.
You are the pathologist who performed the autopsy on Anton Hardeman in December of 2008?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Prior to undertaking that autopsy, what records or information did you have available?
Records of information, the narrative from the detectives.
The narrative from the detective, was that in written form?
Hmm?
Was it in written form?
No, I mean, they told me certain things.
Right. Which detectives were they?
I don't remember who were they.
Were they present at the autopsy?
I probably was. I don't remember that.
Who would have been present at the autopsy in this case, other than yourself?
Autopsy techs and... I'm sorry, I don't remember what detective was.
The narrative that you received from the detectives, is that here by phone or?
Through the detectives.
Yes, but by phone or in person or?
I don't remember.
Were you furnished any medical records prior to undertaking the autopsy?
Essentially, my report.
Okay, well, let's go through it.
Okay.
I mean, the documents you have in your file. For instance, the second
JSO.
Okay, that's a JSO police report.
Yes.
And is an arrest and booking, a general offense, a supplement? What sort of report is it? Supplement report.
Juvenile.
Give it a 6, okay. And what else? Well, right now I just want to listen to the phone. I know what supplement 6 is. I'm just wondering about the other documents in your phone.
The other documents, it's probably the same thing.
Supplement 8. Okay.
Which seems to be almost the same thing. And another one.
Sub 1?
Huh?
Sub 1, yes.
And another sheriff's office.
That's part of Sub 1.
ET report. That's an ET report.
What was it?
An ET report.
That was okay. What else?
And
a sub 4.
Okay.
That's part of the same report. A sub 5.
Okay, this one is in more detail.
Okay, but we've got the revised.
Okay.
I'm just trying to determine the documents. Okay, this is email from.
From Terry McCracken? No, to Terry McCracken. From Susan Marie something.
Okay. Let's continue.
Okay.
Is that the death certificate?
Yes.
What is the cause of death given us?
Abusive head trauma.
Okay. This is...
Department of Children and Families.
From them or to them? Department of Children and Family, or...
State of Florida Children, yeah, Department of Children and Families.
Okay.
So it's just a request or something?
I'm sorry?
It's a request. Antoine Hardiman, please copy the autopsy report. Okay. And the name of Antoine Hardiman Jr. Dr. Rosa Gonzalo asked me to check on you about the autopsy report and so on. Okay. From heart recovery and liver recovery, because they donated the heart and the liver. And same thing. The organ retrieval.
Alright.
And,
the operative record of the heart missing. Okay.
Okay. And John Hardiman admitted to Wolfson's Children Hospital as a donor. And this is an invoice to the public defender. This is the histology.
I'm sorry, the histology?
Yes.
Who did that?
It's done in-house. The histological slides.
Is that the report on the slides or just the fact that they were done?
No, they were done and they were actually their slides made.
Okay.
And... authorization prepared to cover higher. No, no. 22 slides duplicated. Children Legal Services.
What was the last one? What services?
Legal Services.
Legal Services. Sorry about get back to you sooner. I've been trapped in the copy room with 19 boxes or that is nothing.
Okay.
Consequential.
How about, did you receive, do you know? Records, either hospital records or physician records relating to child from birth onward at any point. From birth on. Well, baby records, prior treatments, or admissions to the hospital, any of that?
No, I did not have that.
Do you know if you received any prior imaging studies that were done of the child?
Not now, no. Mm-mm.
I'm not sure what you mean by not now.
Okay.
You don't know now, or you didn't, or?
Well, I guess it. Okay, these are for the pathology, histological, on this one. Slides for the public defender.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe I'm okay. At any point during your efforts with regard to this case, did you receive any prior imaging studies that were done with regard to this child?
You can answer his question.
Okay. Today, I've seen a skull fracture.
A skull fracture on
yes.
this child?
It looks like that's what it is.
Is that referenced in your report anyplace?
Doctor, we looked in, it looks like those images were taken after the autopsy, though, is that correct?
Yeah.
missing something.
Okay.
What's in her file?
Going back, any imaging studies of the child that you received from other sources?
Good. Today I saw a skull fracture.
Okay. Is that skull fracture noted in your autopsy?
No.
Where is that skull fracture located?
Where is the skull fracture?
Where is the fracture?
Well, that's what I'm...
Parietal bone, the occipital bone, the sphenoid bone, the mastoid process, where's the fracture?
Well, it looks like it's a skull.
We get to skip off the record real quick.
Yeah.
And this is not something that I had prior to today. It's an image that was taken, and it looks to be at 2:45, the date of the autopsy, which would have been after the skull cap was removed. So I think it was a surgical skull fracture based on the timing of the image and what we saw. So that's why I would suspect it's not documented in the report. And certainly that was the first I had seen of anything like that, and it was a very dramatic image. So I don't think it was something that was present. And if you would like to see the image, we can show you right now.
I think I do.
Yeah, but I don't think it's...
Did you compare the image that...
Back on?
Yeah. The state attorney has just indicated to me that some moments ago y'all reviewed an image that was apparently taken after the autopsy had commenced. Is that this one from talking about?
Yes.
Okay. This was done at Shands, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Did you compare this image against the photographs you took during your autopsy or any other imaging studies?
Yes, I mean, I did.
And does it appear anyplace else?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, yes or no?
Okay.
He doesn't have an answer.
No. Okay, ask me again.
Okay. If I'm understanding you correctly, you have an image here that purports to be a study done on December 3rd at 2:17 in the afternoon. Okay. Now, you commenced your autopsy December 3rd at 10:45 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. So this image would have been taken after the autopsy commenced. Is that correct?
Okay, ask me again.
The image taken at Shands Hospital on 2:17 p.m. December 3rd would have been taken at a point in time after the autopsy commenced. Is that correct?
After the autopsy commenced, I know when I did the autopsy. I mean,
okay.
The child died on December 1st.
The autopsy commenced December 3rd at 10:45 a.m., right?
The autopsy was on December 3rd, yes.
And did it begin at 10:45 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. If this image is accurately dated and timed, that is at 2:17 in the afternoon of that same date, the image would have been taken at a point in time after you had begun your autopsy, right?
Well, the death was on December 1st.
Right.
and they went to through the organ donation and whatever they did, and so I didn't do the autopsy until December 3rd.
Correct. Nobody is disputing that.
Okay.
What I'm trying to determine is the image that we have before us now, that you believe now reveals a fracture, which is not addressed in your autopsy report. That image was taken at a point in time after you had begun your autopsy. Is that right or wrong?
After I began the autopsy?
Is there something unclear about my question?
I still think it's unclear. I don't know.
Well, who would know if not you?
There is an interval in the middle.
In the middle of what?
Between the time that the child died and December 3rd.
That's correct.
But the body was...
The body was declared brain dead. They did an organ harvest, I believe, subsequent to that.
That's correct.
The body was brought here.
Yes.
You have the intake form that indicates when it arrived here. Your office maintains
yes.
some sort of form that indicates when the body arrived here, right? Is that part of your file?
Wasn't he in the hospital in the meantime until I did the autopsy? Like one day in the middle?
I think he probably was. That's why I'm asking you when the body arrived here.
Okay. Okay. The body actually arrived on December 1st. But, okay. So, and in the meantime...
Is there a form that your office maintains that shows when the body arrived here? It's brought in, it's weighed, etc., right? There's a receipt of some sort from the transporting personnel, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, can we find that?
I think he stayed in the hospital until I did the autopsy.
I'm looking at a document that bears the Office of the Medical Examiner at the top, dated apparently December 3rd, 2008, and related to Mr. Hardeman with the ME number here. Says this investigator transported the decedent to the radiology department at Shands Hospital in Jacksonville at the request of CFI Brokaw, who is an employee of yours, right?
Okay, yes.
The decedent's autopsy had already begun prior to this investigator transporting the decedent. All right. It goes on to say that a series of x-rays were done. X-rays were requested, was a bone survey by Dr. Marusa, a skull x-ray, a cervical, a lumbar, etc. And they were provided to you on a CD. Do you have a CD of those x-rays?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. We'd like to get a copy of those.
I would as well.
Okay. This would seem to indicate the autopsy had already begun prior to this image being taken. Is that correct?
Prior?
Before.
Oh, okay.
Is that
okay.
We need an answer to that question.
I feel like an idiot today.
When you do an autopsy, you dictate as you go?
No, I document the body first, yes.
Okay. Do you do any dictation during the autopsy?
Not during the autopsy, no. I write everything.
Do you have some way of determining what time you actually started the autopsy?
That I know. I guess the date of the autopsy was December 3rd, 2008 at 10:45 a.m. This is what I call the autopsy.
Let's assume you started the autopsy on that date at that time.
Okay.
What are the first steps you would have undertaken?
You looked at the body front and back.
Let's do them. Let's go through it. What did you note when you looked at the body front and back?
You document the injuries that you can see.
What injuries did you see?
Injuries will be the head injuries.
Okay, were there any other injuries on this child any place that you could see by your external examination of the child?
By the external examination?
Yes. That's the part we're under right now, external examination.
Okay. So, you want me to tell you the color of the hair and things like that or not? Just ones the injuries?
No, I'm asking about injuries.
Okay. Okay, the head injuries then.
Okay. What could you see from the outside that indicated a head injury?
From the outside?
Yes, we're on an external examination now.
Okay. Do we have the pictures of the body? The pictures of the...
Yes.
Okay.
You can just go through them if that will assist you in any way. I'm showing you now the series of photographs that I received from the medical examiner's office.
There's a little bruise behind one ear.
I'm sorry?
There's a little bruise behind one of the ears.
So, which ear?
Excuse me?
Which ear? I think we pressed the wrong button here.
Yes. Okay.
Let's make sure we've got the right ME number. 081877.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, this is the child with all the medical interpretation.
Question I put to you some moments ago was what evidence of injury did you see upon your external examination of the body?
Okay, I have a nasogastric tube.
Is that an injury?
Is that an injury? No.
Okay, what injuries did you see?
I only see a naked child with evidence of intervention.
No burns, scars, apparent soft tissue injuries or swelling that you noted?
That's correct.
Thank you. Being examined, the body externally. You do note needle puncture marks on the right and left end. Cubital fossa that's on the inside of the arm near the elbow?
Yeah, that's just a medical intervention.
And did you find evidence that there were multiple attempts to place lines in the arms?
Yeah, there are needle puncture marks on the left antecubital fossa, on the tip of the fingers and of the toes.
All right. Following your external examination of the child, what were the next steps you took in your autopsy on the morning of December 3rd, 2008?
Okay, I started the Y-shaped incision.
Okay, all right.
And I started with the head.
There had previously been a Y-shaped incision, hadn't there?
Well, this one was not really a Y-shaped incision, because it was epididermic anterior midline.
I'm sorry?
That this one, this child, was cut anteriorly.
Okay.
So I didn't really do a Y-shaped incision.
Okay. I'm sorry, you say you didn't really do a Y-shaped?
Yeah. I don't do what is it, a normal Y-shaped incision.
Okay. So okay. Your earlier remark that you did a Y-shaped incision was based on your habit or custom rather than what happened in this case, right?
Okay, yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what did you do if you didn't do Y-shaped incision? What did you do next after the external examination?
In the external?
After your external examination, what was the next step you took with respect to that?
I went through the head injuries.
All right. Did you reflect the scalp?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so would that have been the next step?
Yes.
Okay. In page 1 of your autopsy report, you make reference to having incised and reflected the scalp.
Yes.
You noted the presence of a 2.5 by 2 centimeter red posterior parietal subgallial hemorrhage. That would be about 1 inch by 4/5 of an inch, but it doesn't tell us which side, left or right. Is there some reason that was omitted?
So the scalp is incised and reflected.
Right.
And it shows a left posterior subgallial hemorrhage. Okay. The cranium.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let's go back. I'm trying to locate the parietal subgallial hemorrhage. Is there a reason it's not reflecting in your report where that was, the left or the right? Why isn't it in there? Is the question.
Reflecting the scalp, there's a 2.5 by 2 centimeter.
I understand that.
Okay.
My question is, why doesn't it tell us whether it's on the left or the right? Why is that information omitted?
So you're trying to tell me if it's the right or the left?
No, I'm trying to find out why the report doesn't tell me whether it's the right or the left.
Because it's just red posterior, and I guess on the back of the head. But reflecting the scalp, there's 2.5 by 2 centimeter posterior.
Okay.
So it will be on the back subgallial hemorrhage, so it's back here.
Where is the parietal bone?
Actually, it's here.
It's on the side, right?
They're on the sides, yes.
They're on either side of the head,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So if it's a parietal subgallial hemorrhage, it's either on the right or the left, right?
I guess yes.
So why doesn't that information, why isn't it reflected in the report? Is there a reason, or is there just no reason?
Posterior parietal hemorrhage. That's all I can tell. It's just...
Well, you could have told us which side.
2.5 by 2 centimeter red posterior parietal hemorrhage.
If it's on the parietal, it's one side or the other, right? Is that correct? Is that correct? That if it is on the parietal, it is on one side or the other?
Can I see the pictures?
Sure, because I'm pretty sure. Can I get an answer to that question?
But I think it's in your pictures. That's why.
Okay. If it is a parietal subgallial hemorrhage.
Okay.
If it is parietal, would it be on one side or the other, right
yes.
or left?
Yes.
Okay. You got to say the cranium shows diastases of all the sutures. That simply means they've widened considerably. They're separated, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next step, according to this, is the calvarium is removed, right?
Yes.
That is done with a saw, right?
Yes.
Okay. The top of the head is taken off, right?
Yes.
Okay. According to this, this was your next step. Would that have preceded this image, which was taken 1, 2, approximately 3.5 hours after you commenced the autopsy? Would you remove the calvarium first?
Okay.
No, it's not okay. Did you remove it or not before this image was taken?
To answer it?
Yes or no would be good. It either happened before or after. That's all I'm asking. How long does it take you in your autopsy to get to the point where you remove the calvarium? Does it take 3.5 hours in the autopsy?
No.
So, would it be safe to say then you had removed the calvarium before
yes.
this image was taken?
Before
somebody took this x-ray.
Thank you.
let's take a moment.
Can I turn it around quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Just take a look at that.
Okay.
We'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Okay, I know where the left posterior subcranial hemorrhage is. Yes. Thank you. the left posterior subgaleal hemorrhage. Isn't the summary. So it's left.
So we're going to adjourn for the day, okay?
Okay.
Well, yes, ma'am?
No. In my summary, I have left posterior.
Right.
He was just...
It just wasn't... He was just asking why it wasn't on this page. Yeah, it says
well,
left there.
Well, you know, so...
Yeah.
No big deal about it then.
Right. So we're just going to...
We don't have enough time to finish up today. Let's just pack it up for today.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Copy of this just for the spellings because I think you said some of them in the other one.
Oh,
call your office.